Coach of the Eagles, Lavelle Moten. Coach, you know, it's you came into this ball game kind of, you know, with I guess you could say behind the eight ball, so to speak, with Nimrod not being able to play due to his injuries. But again, I thought you're a no excuse basketball team, and I know this won't be enough, but the score is certainly not indicative of the way the effort this team put forth tonight.
Yeah, I was extremely proud of our effort. You know, like you said, we're a no-excuse basketball team. We'll gather up five guys, and the five guys that we put out there, we have high expectations of them to compete and perform at a high level. So they fall. We got to take care of the value. We got to take care of the basketball, value the basketball far more. There was a stretch where we were great defensively, and then we just turned the basketball over five times consecutively. And, you know, I take blame for that. We just haven't been sharp and efficient on the offensive end of the floor, and that's me. But we just have to be better. We got out of pocket, and I think fatigue kind of set in a little bit. I think we played six or seven people, probably 35 minutes or more. So, you know, that's tough. But, you know, I credit the guys. If I was a millionaire, I would really say how I feel right now. Hats off to Creighton. But I've never been in a basketball game where we shot three free throws.
Yeah, I may have to do some research. This may be the first game that we will not hit a free throw in school history.
I've never seen it. It's crazy. We stopped attacking the basket because, you know, our guys pretty much knew they weren't going to get a call.
Yeah, so. And that's got to be frustrating for you. And I think it says a lot. And you are pretty good about how you handle things as far as with the officials. And I think, you know, it's at a point where you were at a point where it was a situation where I think you were just like, you know what? You know, I've got to fight for my guys, and we're in a situation where, you know, I just got to let it be known that this is not a good way to play. I'm sure,
absolutely.
You know, again, I'm not saying we didn't foul, and I can say it. You know, I'm not saying the officials were whatever. I'm just saying if it's tit for tat, you know, it's got to be a little equal. There were things that they did that they weren't calling, and it has to make it frustrating. Again, like you said, it changes the way your guys played, and I thought the way we were playing defensively, bodying them up a little bit, being tough to their big guys, right, it really affected them. They shot absolutely horribly from the field, 35% from the field. I mean, that's pretty good little effort defensively.
Yeah, but they outscored us from the free throw line 22-0, so that's – supplements everything, man. Like I said, it was great. But you know what? Our guys understand that. You know, that's why we prepare. That's why we don't even call fouls in practice for adverse situations like this. We understand when you come into larger venues, Big East venues, you know, you're not going to get the whistle. You shouldn't expect the whistle or anything like that. So in that particular situation, I just felt there was a need for me to stand up and fight for our guys, you know, because they were getting fouled and nobody caught this. So, you know, such is life, and we move on. And hats off to the good people of Creighton for having us here. And they got a tremendous fan base and an incredible basketball team. And we'll try to heal up, and we'll keep fighting.
Yeah, then talk about Anthony McDonald. I mean, the guy comes from Mississippi to grieve about his sister, and comes up here, got here today, and finished with 17.
Incredible performance, Mom. I apologize to him. I wore him out. You know, the kid ain't practiced in a week, and I get out here and play him 39 minutes at the point, at a position that he don't even know. You know, any other plays, we're making up some things as we go along, and, you know, I'm drawing some things on the board, and he did his best, and he executed it, man. So hats off to that guy. He's a fighter.
Yeah, and I know, like, you got to be a little frustrated with Jordan getting two quick fouls. You got to get a little bit more out of him. I'm sure that you'll be pushing him in practice as well.
I told him his preparation hasn't been good, you know, and with his preparation, his energy hasn't been good. You know, he has a strained calf muscle and all that, so he's gimpy. But, you know, like I said, if he's stepping out here, we expect full throttle out of him. And, you know, for him to miss point-blank layups and have the performances and four turnovers and you know, he understands he's better than that. He's a senior, so he just apologized to the team. And I just got to do a better job of putting that kid in situations to be more successful, and we will.
Well, Coach, again, we thank you for the time. We'll let you go get dressed down as we head back to the hotel and get set for Cincinnati. We'll talk about that contest as we lead up to it on Tuesday.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
That is Head Coach Lavelle Moten. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. We certainly appreciate you tuning in. Want to thank all of you again for taking the time to spend with us here on the NCCU Sports Network.